It cleans anything.
The military needs a few good men and women. They say they are short in Afghanistan. How do you feel about that, America? Meanwhile, a reality show contestant accused of slaughtering his ex-wife is found dead in a hotel room. And a rogue wave sadly takes the life of a 7-year-old girl who was with her family just watching in wonder the big waves rolling off the coast of Maine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Maybe you took in a flick or two. Maybe you had a chance to enjoy the last dog days of summer. If you were at the movies, sipping down some soda and eating some popcorn, when you looked up at the big screen, were you watching Inglourious Basterds? That was the number one hit over the weekend as it opened this week. Quentin Tarantino back directing this one, and Brad Pitt, the star of this movie, chasing after Nazis. That was the theme at a Hollywood-type opening. Sounds a little bit twisted, but that's how Tarantino often operates, and that's why he's had huge success. If you've ever seen any of his movies like Pulp Fiction, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe instead you went to see one of the chick flicks that are currently out there, and there are a slew of them. Sandra Bullock stars in one, Rachel McAdams stars in another one, Renee Zellweger stars in another one that has wide release coming up this weekend. You can see all of them are out there pumping up their movies. The premieres start, and then they're on the late-night talk shows and all that sort of stuff. The chick flick and the action flick, very, very big during the summer. And we know the action movies have done well. The sci-fi movie District 9 maybe surprised a few people, but, hey, everybody wants to know about UFOs. Do they really exist? Do we look up in the sky and think it's an optical illusion? And then don't tell anyone. Anyway, District 9 is doing really well, too, as well. And Star Trek, of course. What was it? Opened 3 months ago, right in the beginning of the summer. And that pulled in big numbers. It still does continue to pull in big numbers. So it's not a surprise. The genre that we see that often strikes a chord with the audience. Rebecca is listening to us in Michigan. Rebecca, did you happen to check out one of the movies this weekend or in the past week or so?
Yeah, today we went and saw The Time Traveler's Wife, and it turned out to be a really good movie.
Really? So Rachel McAdams stars in that one. Would you say her performance was really good?
Yes, I really thought it was really nice.
And I think I said, Rebecca, on the airwaves, I read that book, and My cousin in New Jersey gave me the book, and I really liked the book, but I have not seen the movie. So it's done okay at the box office. So you would tell people to go and watch this. Why? Because it's fantasy, part reality, or what would you say?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. When we saw it, my mom also read the book, and she said that it was really accurate to the book.
All right, Sometimes that doesn't happen that way. You know, sometimes what they do is they change a lot of things from what you read, and then you go to the theater and you expect it to be a little bit different. So if she's saying it's accurate, then anybody who liked the book, in theory, should like the movie. You went with your mom?
Yeah, well, my mom and dad, yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right, so thumbs up from Rebecca. Rebecca, you are our stargazer. You were the one who called in a couple of weeks ago, and you looked up into the sky and you saw, what was it, Persia. You saw all the kind of look like, what did you describe it as? Kind of like a little bit like fireworks across the sky, like shooting stars, right?
Yeah, it was really, yeah. Really cool.
Yep, sorry I missed out on that one. Thanks for the call, Rebecca.
No problem.
All right, so Rebecca says thumbs up. She went with her mom and dad to go see it. That's your recommendation at the box office. And like I said, that's certainly a genre that sells in the summertime. Now people are getting ready to go back to school. Some people already are back in school, and you'll see that oh, there'll be a bunch of releases of films, and some of them, I'm not saying they're not good. You'll see some pretty decent movies maybe in the batch, and of course we'll continue to give our cheap movie review on Thursdays. But then you have Christmas time, Christmas, Hanukkah, the big celebrations. Everybody gets a week off from school again. People are off from their jobs maybe for a couple of days. And a lot of times, big blockbusters will come out then. Remember National Treasure? That's when that came out with Nick Cage, and that was a huge, huge success. I mentioned this headline, the reality show contestant who's accused of who was accused of murder, and boy, anywhere you looked, you couldn't go anywhere and not see Ryan Alexander Jenkins' face somewhere. They kept saying he was a person of interest. Well, they found him dead in a hotel room in Hope, British Columbia, about 100 miles northeast or so of Vancouver, I guess. And they say he committed suicide. That was it looks like an apparent suicide anyway. And what a twisted, sick, sad individual he must have been when you knew any of the details of what happened. He was being charged in the U.S. with first-degree murder in the death of Jasmine Fiore, a 28-year-old former swimsuit model. Her body was mutilated. It was discovered last weekend, stuffed into a suitcase in a Los Angeles dumpster. What could have happened? What would the deal have happened there that you would do something like that? So you had people on both sides of the border that were pleading for help. I mean, asking the public for help in their search for Jenkins, trying to leave no stone unturned. And he was the guy they knew. He was suspected of strangling her, then reported her missing back on August 15th. And then, presto, he was gone. A very, very strange thing. I mean, there had even been a reward, $25,000, that was on his head for any information leading to his arrest. Fiore's mother said her daughter had their marriage because they met in Las Vegas and married afterwards. And she said that her daughter had the marriage annulled, but they haven't been able to find any court documents that show that. Obviously, they had a rocky relationship, and it was very eerie. Her teeth and fingers, I'm giving you lots of grisly details, but her teeth and fingers were removed. And why would you do that? Well, to not identify the body, because you watch enough CSIs, even a dummy knows, okay, no prints and teeth, etc. They use serial numbers on her implants, her breast implants, to identify her, so they were able to wrap that up pretty quickly. I mentioned that she was a model. She worked in Vegas and L.A., and she had been a contestant on VH1's reality show, Megan Wants a Millionaire. The network canceled it on Friday in light of this happening. And, you know, they dug up, the news media dug up a former fiance of this crazy nutball Jenkins, and she said she never saw a violent side to him, that she was just completely stunned that this would happen, that there was nothing about him that screamed violence. He didn't do anything toward her that would be construed as negative. Something obviously went terribly wrong here, and you have to certainly feel for her family, and you look at their ages, so young. I mean, what a twisted, sick, sick thing. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what one military man says about Afghanistan and how we're doing. Also, the need for more troops. Next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Rod spoiled the child. Don't know how you all feel about corporal punishment, but with school starting up again, saw an interesting blurb about how many people were actually using corporal punishment during an academic year about 2 years ago and trying to assess the numbers and what they mean, because there still are states that have corporal punishment. And how many students have been punished that way? Is that fair or foul? The ACLU and Human Rights Watch don't agree with corporal punishment, so they've been doing some investigating. I'll let you know what that's all about coming up in a few. But Afghanistan on the minds of so many people. Why? Because, as I have said on this show many, many times, what is the end game? I've talked about the numbers. I did some research. I talked about the GDP there. How do you turn things around in Afghanistan? A different situation than Iraq, to say the least. Now we're invested. How important is it to be invested in Afghanistan? Does it make a difference to have troops in Afghanistan? Well, one of the high-ranking members of the military, Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had this to say about, one, you know, does it make a difference? What about Afghanistan, et cetera? And also about whether General McChrystal is going to ask for more troops now that there is some controversy over the election in Afghanistan, but it is over. McChrystal in the fall comes back and will testify before Congress. We know he's going to be begging for more soldiers. Here's what the admiral said.
I'm a Vietnam veteran myself. I'm certainly aware of the criticality of support of the American people for this war and in fact, any war. And so certainly the numbers are of concern. That said, the president's given me and the American military a mission, and that focuses on a new strategy, new leadership, and we're moving very much in that direction. I am very mindful and concerned about the threat that's there. The strategy really focuses on defeating Al-Qaeda and their extremist allies. That's where the original 911 attacks came from, that region. They've now moved to Pakistan. Afghanistan is very vulnerable in terms of Taliban and extremists taking over again. And I don't think that threat's going to go away. They still plot against us, see us as somebody they want to kill in terms of as many American lives as possible. And in that regard, we're very focused mm-hmm. on executing that. Well, McChrystal's assessment will come in here, I think, in the next 2 weeks. And his guidance was go out as a new commander, put a new team together, and come back and tell us exactly how you assess conditions on the ground, taking into consideration the president's strategy. He's going to do that. His assessment will come in and won't speak specifically to resources. There's an expectation we'll deal with resources after that assessment.
All right, so Mullen doing the rounds on a lot of the Sunday talk shows, and he says, look, the Taliban is better. Hey, they're more sophisticated. Their tactics, they've got some tactics down. This is a whole different situation that we're talking about. He added to that. Right now in Afghanistan, 57,000 military folks. That's the number of American soldiers and Marines there with the forces added by the Obama administration. So over the tail end of last week and this weekend, you had the U.S. commanders in Afghanistan speaking with Richard Holbrooke, who is Obama's special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. They visited all four of those regional military command centers that are set up in Afghanistan. And pretty much what we kept hearing is with the additional troops, and you got the small numbers from the NATO alliance members, there has been a benefit, but it's still much lower than is needed. You heard Mullen, Admiral Mullen, say there that he knows he served in Vietnam. He understands about what the American people think. So, you know, so this becomes the question. We keep emphasizing the same thing. All right, new tactics. We learn from Iraq, et cetera. But what does that mean? I mean, how long are we talking about? You know, you're already talking an eight-year-old war. Does anybody out there, and this is the thing, you do if you have family members that have served. And thank you very much to everybody who's gone over there. Absolutely. This is not about the people who are going, who have signed up, et cetera, and that they constantly give and give and give and are sent over and over and over again. What it's about is what is the end game for this bloodshed, for this money spent, et cetera. What ultimately needs to happen here? Already 8 years, as I said. This certainly, we saw the numbers last week, the American people not happy with the Afghanistan invasion to continue. And what about the credibility of this Afghanistan government? Now we're talking about election fraud. Again, complaints of fraud. So it's inconclusive. Is Hamid Karzai the same? Is he going to stay, or is it somebody else? So certainly we know that the American people support the troops. It's not about the troops, but it's about the situation. It's about the situation of sacrifice for so many families, and again, not wanting this to be another road that we go down. Again and again, the sacrifice with nothing, you know, nothing in the end to show for it. Somebody said to me over the weekend, and this was a very conservative friend that I have, who said, you know what, and this is so against what I would normally think, bring them back. Bring them home. We shouldn't be there anyway. What are we doing? Are we not just feeding into the frenzy of the Taliban? What? Why are we doing this? I mean, we keep we're giving up our sons, our daughters, our husbands, our wives. They're fighting in this undeclared war. So why are we doing this? I mean, and I'm telling you, this was a very conservative person who said this to me and took it a step further. We can't secure our own border with Mexico, but we're off in the Middle East fighting in Afghanistan. 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, no, it looks like the last Scott man moved to Australia after seeing a Miss Universe pageant, you know. Did you see the Miss Universe pageant tonight?
Oh, as much as I would love to say I tuned in, I didn't see one drop of it. Was it exciting?
Oh, I tell you what, Australia, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and the Czech Republic were the last five. And Australia got up there, and they gave her this question. They said, what would you say about certain places on Earth where having just performed in the bathing suit competition, those places cover up a woman's body? And she said, I bet you your program director, your technical guy there has it on. I bet he can play it, but it was something like, you know, the woman's body is beautiful and we should show it. And I felt that was like a big slap down on the entire Islam religion right there. I loved it. And it's too bad, you know, she has more testicles than everybody in Scotland put together. They released terrorists.
And so Venezuela, so you watch it, so Venezuela won.
Yeah, Venezuela won. So that's two in a row for Venezuela. Wasn't my favorite. I thought Australia was really cute, and but she could have had three eyes. With that answer, I would have voted for her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I like that point. I didn't see that. Wow, I'll have to go and look that up, but I'm glad you told us that. Good for her.
Yeah, and what you're saying about Afghanistan, you know, it's we don't, America has never really, I don't believe, got motivated unless they felt that we were protecting the American way of life. The problem with that today is who out there supports the American way of life? What political leader out there says, yes, the Christian religion is a great religion and the American way is a great way?
Yeah. Yeah, versus like when you're talking about what happened in the World War One and Two and all that other sort of stuff, much different than what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thanks, Tomas. 800-259-5791. More on Afghanistan on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We're talking about Afghanistan and the war in Afghanistan. Do you feel like we're making progress? What ultimately do you think the end game should be, America? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, ATN. Admiral Mike Mullen, who we let you hear earlier, making the rounds on a lot of the Television Sunday shows, is very concerned about the public really waning in its support of the war. The one that the president has called the one of necessity, that this is where we should have been. So the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the situation needs to be reversed in the next 12 to 18 months. I mentioned the Taliban and how tough it's been over the last couple of years to try to figure out a way to provide some kind of security for the people in Afghanistan, and you know it's going to require more than 68,000 troops. That's what's been committed so far. I guarantee McChrystal will ask for more bodies. When his report comes in, that's what's going to happen. Now, there was an ABC News poll, Washington Post ABC poll, that was released last week. We talked about it. 51% of the people think the war in Afghanistan is not worth fighting. So what do you say, America? How about it? Fair or foul? Let's go to the lines. 800-259-5791. Tom in St. Louis. Hey, Tom.
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for the call, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you, I'm 22, and I'm a conservative, and I'm also a Christian. And I wanted to tell you I appreciate you doing what you do. I think people need to hear both sides, and with as strong as the Democrats are, the Democratic Party is on TV, that it needs to be heard on the radios. That's the only place that you can get it. But you said earlier why you were making a point about why we shouldn't be in Afghanistan because we can't even, you know, control the borders of Mexico and the United States. And I think the real reason is because all the politicians in the United States, there's too much revenue to completely stop all the drug raids coming in. That might be a little extreme on my part, but I think that's a big reason why, because they could have, how many times, right before we went to Afghanistan, they were talking how big of a problem this was in Mexico, and yet they sent our troops to Afghanistan. So, what's the real reason behind it? I think it's money, but that's just me.
No, I agree with you. I think it is money. It's money and letting people come through. So you could talk about the drugs, you could talk about... You could also talk about the people coming in and working in the factories and the meatpacking plants and picking the vegetables and the fruit, because then the corporate owners, they save money because they don't have to pay an American to do it. It's that same old argument, but it's the truth, because during the Reagan years, they had laws on the books. They had laws against that. So if they were enforced, even in the past two decades, we wouldn't have that many people here. And the thing is, it's too radical, because here we are bordered by a third world country, and nobody wants to stand up except for Senator Tom Tancredo and say what they really think, because they don't want to lose their seats, Tom. They want to be reelected, and they have too many constituents who are Latin, and they don't want to get them upset at them, so they pussyfoot around it, and they don't give us the straight dope. But look, you're 22 and you know the straight dope. You're right.
You can't tell me. I'm conservative, but you can't tell me that. I'm not saying that it's the Republicans that are bad or the Democrats. I think they're all crooked when you get to that level right there, and I think it's both sides. And there's too many people are getting too many kickbacks. So that's all I have to say. I appreciate it.
And that's the problem. Thanks for the call. It's politics as usual. It's the Potomac two-step. You know, that's why I started doing this show, because there's just too much reaction in Washington, and it's all about playing for the next hand, getting reelected. Everybody around you wants you to get reelected, so they're cautious as to ultimately what they pick as their pet project. Dale is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Dale.
Hello. Yeah, what I think is the day they went in there in Afghanistan, the Russians were laughing at us because they didn't succeed, and we should have learned less from them.
Right. How do you succeed in Afghanistan when you're talking about the kind of terrain you're talking about and the kind of, quotes, war that they fight there, and you've got a 90% illiteracy among the people who are spread out all over the place? And
exactly.
who do you think, Dale, that they're going to listen to when the Taliban could certainly threaten them and their livelihood? Because what do they mostly rely on? The opium products, which is what's used to supply heroin around the world, and that's what they're relying on, a lot of these farmers.
Right. During the Russian conflict, that's all that was going on of that country. They were making millions off of that stuff.
Absolutely.
But what do you do? I mean, you know, I think American people need to make a stand. You know, if you know, you can call up to Congress, but I think it's like a march on Washington is what it's going to take. Not just Afghanistan, everything that's going on in politics right now. And if the people want change, that's what it's going to take. A march on Washington. I say a million or more. But that's my comment. You have a nice evening.
All right, Dale, I agree with you. I say it all the time. I really feel like that's coming. I feel like there's a wave coming, because you see the frustration. People keep pointing to these town hall meetings, and it's not just about health care. It's the frustration bubbling over of so many people. And it's not one area. It's not just the South. It's the Northeast. It's the Midwest. It's the West. And the frustration level is running really, really high. I think that what you have to do is hold the politicians accountable. They represent the people. They represent you, whether it's St. Louis, whether it's Michigan, whether it's wherever you're calling from. Remember, it's we, always remember this, it's we the people. That's our government. It's we the people. Jerry in St. Louis, your turn. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay, just fine. On your question about Afghanistan, why are we here? What we're hearing, I think, from the Pentagon is that they believe our troops can bring security to the people and to the region. But I've also heard that our troop presence in Afghanistan and are in that part of the world is important because of Pakistan's nukes, since Pakistan's government is currently being attacked by these Taliban and fundamental Islamists. So I think we're there to kind of be able to be there in case we're really needed to, you know, to offset something that goes on maybe in Pakistan. And then we have India. They have their nukes, even though they seem, you know, quiet and everything. They're Hindu, but they have their Muslim population there. And then, of course, we have Iran building this. Even though I want our troops to come home, I'm tired of the wars and everything. But I'm beginning to think that maybe our presence in that part of the world is necessary.
So a different point of view, Jerry. It's and I welcome anyone to express their opinions. I disagree with you in the sense that I think the problem for me is, are we going to just be adrift endlessly again if it's already been 8 years? What is the strategy? They say now, and Mullen said this, it's only starting to be implemented. So 8 years is a long time. 8 years is a, it's like that thing where they say, it's like when somebody works someplace, how many chances do you get at your job where you just are not doing what they need you to do? We'll give them another chance. I know this is a wild comparison because we're talking about loss of life and futuristic, well-being of the United States. But 8 years is, you got to remember that. We're talking 8 years. Now, the argument could be, well, we didn't have as many troops on the ground. And I think that was the problem with Iraq. If we were going to annihilate everything that was happening there, we needed to go in guns blazing, full on, with many more soldiers. So is that what the argument's going to be? We need to have more people there. If our top commander in Afghanistan, the Army General McChrystal, says, okay, listen, this is the deal. We learned from Iraq. We have to have all these people over there. You know, if this was our shores, give me a gun. I'll be right there toe-to-toe with the rest of you. But now we're talking about something that you have to, you're right, you have to gauge this. How do you gauge what's happening in Afghanistan? And the only thing I can think, and thanks for the call, is that it's just too long of a time period show me the success. Where is the success here? And we just talked about this. What you have to think is, you know, you're talking about changing an ideology. You're also talking about, and the great example is the one that Dale said, it's so true, the Russians couldn't get it done. Does it mean that we're going to fail? Well, gosh, I hope not if we're there. But I just don't think there's enough, one, backing for this war. I mean, how many people talk about it in your own circles? How many people are talking about the war? Do you know when people talk to me, I'm not talking about on the airwaves, but I'm just talking about in everyday life, nobody says the war. Oh, yeah, in Afghanistan, I have a buddy. I hear this all the time. Yeah, my buddy's going over to Afghanistan. Someone I know just got married. They're out in Palm Springs. Yeah, I'm hoping that my husband doesn't have to go to Afghanistan. He's fighting the war. We're fighting the war. Because for the American people, it certainly doesn't seem that way, right? So you can imagine, obviously, public sentiment is waning on this. Do you agree with Jerry? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with the rest of us? Or what's your thought, ultimately, on what should happen in Afghanistan? 800-259-5791, ATN.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Talking about Afghanistan and our troops being over there, there's all these allegations of voter fraud, and President Karzai, the chief opponent, is saying that, hey, these numbers were padded, so here we go again. And it might be weeks before they know whether it's Karzai or not. So now there's some controversy that would discredit our president, his administration, because this is one of the new strategic turns that they were talking about. Here's how we turn away the Taliban insurgency. We have a smooth election. People get to vote. They go in. It's all counted. There's no problem. So in forming this new government, there's doubt that's been spread, especially to the allies. We talk about some of the NATO allies, about whether it's worth really fighting the war in Afghanistan. Millions of people voted last week in this second ever presidential election. There was Taliban threats. There was attacks to try to keep the turnout low, especially in the south, the southern part of Afghanistan, where it's worse and where there was a lot of support for Karzai once again. So now they're not going to have these final results until next month. And if none of the 36 candidates wins a majority, the top two finishers have to have a runoff. So Karzai and then the top challenger, most likely, if that's the case, who's the former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah. And they're pushing this whole idea that there was fraud. In fact, they're talking about in that southern area and some of the other districts that only 10% of voters cast ballots, but yet there were more ballots there, that there is evidence of rigging of the vote. So this doesn't bode well either, because remember, soldiers were protecting the people, etc., and so now there's these massive complaints. In fact, they've received 225 complaints so far. And 35 of the allegations that they say are material to the election results. So there could be, you know, things from ballot box tampering and some other things, you know, stuffing the ballot box and whatnot. So that's not looking good either. And you have to be concerned about the government. It's like in leaving at the end of June, Iraq, the idea was, okay, now these people have democracy. We've helped them. We helped them with their security. We brought our best, brightest minds over here as well to help the security forces. And they can stand on their own two feet and they can roll ahead with their government. Then, of course, we're talking about Nouri al-Maliki. What happens in Afghanistan? Is Karzai the guy? And if these elections were jimmy-rigged, like I said, that doesn't bode well for the cause of a free Afghanistan, a Taliban-free Afghanistan. And I said this before, and I verified some of the numbers because I did a bunch of research on really what was the case in Afghanistan. And we all know it's about the poppy fields there. And Afghanistan's, you know, gross domestic product, $23 billion. $23 billion. How much for opium? Iraq, with its oil, had $113 billion. But the Afghanistan government makes $890 million in revenue. How can you support, I've said this before, a police force and an army on that amount of money? The answer is you can't. And you know how much money we've spent so far in Afghanistan? $223 billion. $223 billion. One of the worst places in the world, according to the Brookings Institute. One of the most insecure, Afghanistan, which is no surprise. In fact, second to Somalia. So you tell me, is this really the right place for America to be? Ultimately, and no one can really answer this, how critical is the public support for the war? I would have to think it's pretty critical. Even Admiral Mullen said that, as you may have heard the snippets we played. He was somebody who served in Vietnam, so he understands that you have to have the people backing this, that the American people have to be on board. And in fact, one of the things, because of that poll that I mentioned, the numbers that were so awful, that Washington Post ABC News poll, one of the things that's being said is, look, the president, who's off in Martha's Vineyard having his 10-day vacation, whatever, when he comes back, he needs to strengthen the message, the pitch to the American people, and make it clear as to why he's escalating the war. He's got to be able to sell it, so to speak, to all of us, so that those numbers, when you have a poll, are turned around. So there's more people like Jerry than like Dale and I, right? So here we are, and we're supposedly helping Afghanistan and helping them with their election, and it's blown up. And all you hear is voter fraud, stuffing the ballot box. Karzai might not be the guy. Then he's not the guy. Let's say he's not the guy and it's Abdullah Abdullah. Then you got to start a relationship with him. And I think the voter fraud is just the tip of the iceberg. And again, you think of the sacrifice. You think of the American blood. That's what I care about more than the money, to be honest. You think of the American blood being shed on the sands of Afghanistan. So somebody better sell it and turn it around so more people are on board then. And talking about being reversed in the next 12 to 18 months, aren't we always hearing this? That this things are deteriorating and it's gotten worse with the Taliban, etc., and that the administration is waiting to find out what the assessment is from the top general that I mentioned already is McChrystal. So what is the new strategy? Why is the public support fading and failing so badly then if people are on board with this? That you'd have to say that obviously the biggest problem has to be that we don't understand, I'm saying this as Americans, we don't understand what the end game is. If you told us this was about getting the big bad communists, remember back in the old days, for me it's the old days, bring that wall down, tear that wall down. And I know this is different times, this is a different enemy. I mean, this is a vile enemy that wants to do away with the Western world. And I was there on 9/11. You don't have to tell me about it, what happened in the United States with the Pentagon and with New York and the field in Shanksville, etc. But if we're going to, avenge or change the world or whatever it is, it doesn't seem as though we're doing it, certainly, with this election and the falling public support and the fact that we're once again calling for more troops. There has to be light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what it is. There has to be something. There has to be some information. Okay, then if you're going to sell it to us, show us. Tell us something you can tell us. Here's what happened. You know, whatever. 50,000 lives were saved because this cave was blown up and the biggest, baddest, worst scumbag of the Taliban was ripped to smithereens, and he had plotted this, and this was what was going to happen in the United States, or this was what was going to happen in London, or this was what was going to happen, you know, somewhere else. And that's the thing. That's the thing that's lacking here, I believe. All right, you may have other thoughts about Afghanistan or anything else that we talked about, frankly, on America Tonight. Thanks for all the calls. You can flip me an email, americatonight.net.